When MS-13 made its way from California to New York in the early 1990s, it settled in the Long Island tourist town of Freeport.
Trump gets into office, and now it's a big whoop-de-doo about it. When what I know about the situation, people been dying from these situations with the MS-13 gangs for quite some time.
Corey Brewer, who grew up in Freeport, recalls several instances of MS-13 murders of acquaintances dating back to 2000. In October, the remains of the town's latest victim attributed to the gang were found in family-friendly Calmetto Park, unsettling residents of Nassau County.
Last year in 2017, we had 6 kids that were murdered in Nassau County by MS-13. Of those 6, 1 was shot in the face, 1 was shot in the back of the head, 4 of them were violently butchered by machetes and buried in shallow graves throughout our county.
In a roundtable discussion this week with New York State officials on Long Island, President Trump used a controversial reference to MS-13 gang members for the third time in a week.
They're not people. These are animals. And we have to be very, very tough.
To the cheers of attendees and Long Island-based supporters who say they're concerned about their generally targeted immigrant neighbors, even if not afraid for themselves.
They come here, they think they're safe, they're going to work through and try to get citizenship or whatever, and they're terrorizing their own communities. And they're like, we came all this way to experience the same thing? That's not what America is.
But others question the sincerity of Trump's intentions to keep their community safe.
I don't understand why people are not as concerned when we talk about shootings and other stuff. Is it about the race? That's what I'm feeling now. That's the way I take it now. Is it because we're Latinos and we're brown?
In Freeport, some locals remain skeptical that the president can solve the issue, or at least without inflicting damage to the larger community.
Hey, if he can do something, God bless him. But, you know, it's, I don't see how anybody's going to stop this, you know.
To me, it's just another way to use an excuse to invade people's privacy. Mm-hmm. So that you can look into them and see if you can, you know, basically deport them out of the country in some form or matter.
Javier Lechuga, a 26-year resident of Freeport, originally from Colombia, argues that the MS-13 gang has become less menacing within the town in recent years, to his relief as the father of a 17-year-old son. He welcomes the idea of eliminating the gang.
When immigrants do bad things, I think that each country takes care of that and tries to fix the situation. I don't think the U.S. is any exception.
But for Lechuga, the question of how to eradicate a violent group without placing targets on law-abiding Latinos, like his own family, is complicated. He looks to his own son as an example of the success that comes from hardworking immigrant families.
My son received honors in school, and one of his certificates has the signature of President Trump. And that makes me very proud, because if they're talking about my community, I believe my son exceeds the bad reputation sometimes attributed to immigrants.
Sobrepasa.
Lechuga says others like him have a similar mindset of contributing to American society. And for those who don't excel in school, he says, what they often need is a bit of help. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, Nassau County, New York.